Mexico is now open to exports of U.S. bison meat. Dave Carter, executive director of the National Bison Association, speaks to the potential benefit for U.S. producers in this U.S. Meat Export Federation report.
We approached USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service in 2018 with a request to petition Mexico to open up their market for us because some of our marketers had been receiving phone calls from some distributors and marketers in Mexico wanting to bring bison meat in. So FAS went to work and we went through, a two-year process here to negotiate the protocols and procedures, but it was really welcome news when I got the phone call saying that Mexico had agreed to the procedures that FSIS was outlining. We think that this will be very helpful because why Mexico is such an opportunity for us is that the consumers in Mexico tend to favor some of the cuts of meat that we can get long on here, some of the thin meats and variety meats. So having that outlet for bison meat is really going to help us balance the carcass utilization and bring some more stability to our market.
Bison meat faces obstacles in many international markets, and Carter says the association is working to gain greater global access.
We have limitations on markets in several places. Right now, the market that is the biggest for us is the European Union, but still, we've got some significant obstacles there. Every ounce of bison meat that goes to the European Union has a 20% tariff on it. We're hoping that that's something that can be addressed in the short term with the UK negotiations and longer term with some negotiations with the EU. On the Pacific Rim, we are able to export into Hong Kong and Macau, but Japan, Taiwan, and Korea have all been closed to bison. And so we are now working with Foreign Ag Service to petition those countries as well to reopen their markets for bison because those are some additional opportunities for us.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.